Oh, look at that. Right at 8 o'clock. A very good Friday morning to you. End of week edition of the Mornings with Ed Show. Delighted to have you with us. As we do each and every Friday morning, we are stoked, I tell you. Happy. I'm welcoming Joelle Padu from the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce in for the Mornings Chamber Chat. She brought along Randy Morgan. We'll get to Randy in just a second. Joelle, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good. Good. I'm here.
It's good to see you. Now, I noticed that you're keeping a constant vigil on the car wash across the street.
My car is very, very dirty, and it's sitting right there, and I just want to throw my keys, but they're not open. Oh, they're open. Yeah.
So once you start seeing the guy kind of sweeping with, when they start sweeping the lot, they'll be open about a half hour later after that.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
So you can give them a few minutes.
The cones are moved now, but I can't throw my keys over there.
Right.
But I'll wait.
Right.
It's okay.
You can almost throw your keys from out here. From if you stand out front, you can almost reach the car wash.
I don't want to risk it.
Right. You don't want to hit that dirty car.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, and thank you for being here today. Thank you for bringing Randy. You had a ribbon cutting last night.
Yes.
So how did that go?
It was beautiful.
All right.
It was
excellent.
Awesome.
All right. Where was it?
It was in South Laguna.
Okay.
At the Zandbergen Group.
Okay. And we welcome them as members of the chamber.
Yes.
Right on.
It was very exciting. We had a good turnout. They had a lot of certificates.
Okay.
So that's always good. And then we got a new member last night.
Oh, really?
And the new member is...
sitting right here to your left.
Randy Morgan.
Randy.
The artist of the year.
Everybody loves Randy. I got to be honest with you, Randy. There's not a place I go that I don't see you. Everyone sees you everywhere. You are a visible artist. You've been here. Should we call him a Laguna Beach icon? I think so. I think we should. Welcome, Randy. How are you today?
Thank you so much. And I'm really proud to be here and honored.
No. We are honored to have you. Randy, as you know, is one of our most prolific and best artists in town.
Thank you.
We thank you for all the work you've done. I don't want to say most notably because there are so many notable things you've done, but probably the chamber people, when they look out their window, what do they see? They see the skipper.
That's my favorite one.
I was just going to ask you that. I didn't want you to have to pick one.
I don't know if I have a favorite. My next one's a favorite.
All right.
But I believe. But can I say one thing about Skipper?
You can say as much as I want. I was going to ask you to say a lot of stuff about Skipper Korea.
I wanted to tell a Skipper story. We were on, thank you, Ed, for having us on when we installed the Skipper statue. And I bumped into Skipper. We haven't seen him very much during COVID. He's 81 years old, and he was standing on his cane with the priest. I was cutting down from my house in Blueberry Canyon to get some coffee by the church. And he was standing out there in his baseball uniform, and I stopped and I said, "Hey, Skip, how you been, man?" And he goes, "Good." And I go, "Hey, have you been down to see your statue since the installation?"
Right.
Great installation with all the politicians in town and everybody in town there.
Mm.
It was wonderful a year and a half or 2 years ago when we installed it. And he said, "No." And I go, "You want to ride home?" He's on his cane now. And so he jumped in the car, and then I went, "Hey, have you been down to see your statue?" And he goes, "No." And I go, "Well, they won't let me because of COVID." So I go, it was a nice, beautiful Laguna Beach sunny day. So I go, "Let's grab a bagel." We grabbed a bagel, cup of coffee. Being the little kid he is, he had a hot chocolate.
Right.
And we sat there in the sun, and I read him the plaque, the story of him. And he commented, "My fans in Laguna Beach are the best fans in the whole world." You can't make this stuff up about Skipper and what he says. He's pure spirit. And then before we got up, we got done sitting in the sun and looking at his statue. He said again, he goes, "It's such an honor to be in the Hall of Fame." And he is in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he is.
And so the pose I made, just real quick, of Skipper standing on that corner, that wave that he does. In the olden days, I'd see him walking when he was younger, and I go, "Hey, Skip." I go, "Hey, Skipper." And he'd turn around, he'd wheel around and throw that arm up like a pitcher pitching a pitch,
right,
up on his toes, and "Have a home run day," his mantra.
Right.
And so it didn't matter what you were going through at the time, some girl or your rent's due or whatever, you're in your head and you see Skipper, and it was like a Jimmy Stewart movie, the twinkle, twinkle, twinkle. And then you'd feel better.
Right.
You saw Skipper.
Right. Even so, to this day. So as you were creating the statue, in your mind's eye, were you seeing that wave?
Yeah, that's the first thing you have to do as an artist is figure out when you're doing a commission or a person. You have to figure out what the first dilemma is. What pose do you use?
Right.
So I talked to the father up at the church, about it. And I told him, I think this is what we should do. What do you think? And he said, well, he goes, he's actually throwing you a blessing. So when he says, have a home run day, right, he's blessing you.
All right.
I mean, he's up at the church, you know.
Of course, you know what? Of course the father and the priest is going to say that. Of course that's what he's He's not going to say, he's throwing you a curveball or anything.
Yeah, well, he threw a couple curveballs too. You should have seen him umpire. He threw a couple curveballs at Riddle Field. But he's just such a pure spirit and the greatest human beings. I mean, you know, some things we do. I mean, this is my business, Art, along with, you know, some things you do for because they need to be done,
right,
and some things you do for money. This is one of the things. And the greatest thing about Laguna, and I'm going to say about Laguna, there's a lot of contention all the time and people arguing over everything.
Right.
But when the time came to do the statue, everybody was all in and behind the skipper thing. And I just want to thank everybody that was involved, from Bob Wayland on down to the person that put 10 bucks into it to get the thing done.
Right.
And there's so many names. But I also want to give a shout out to Bob Roper, the contractor on the job. Bob, I bumped into Bob downtown. This is just an example. I wanted to say this because it's an example of how the Laguna spirit is. I bumped into Bob and his wife at Alessa, I believe, and was having dinner. And I said, hey, Bob, can you help me with the project? I got a project coming up. And he goes, Randy, I'm booked for 3 years. And he is, because he's very sought after. And then we sat there for a little while. We had a drink. We were eating. And I was sitting next to him. And he goes, oh, by the way, what was that project? And I go, oh, it's a skipper monument. And then he goes, what time do you want me there?
There you go. See, that's it. All you have to do is say the words Skipper Carrillo, and people are going to be out there, I swear. So in your years of sculpting, in your years of artwork, and it's not just sculpting for you, it's other kinds of art, it's other forms of art, but tell me the influence of, let's say, Diego Rivera or Jorge Orozco.
Okay, I studied, I was in Mexico, and I studied at San Miguel de Allende, and every weekend while I was studying there, which wasn't very long, it was a short time, but I would go into Mexico City because it was an hour away and party for the weekend and eat. It's fabulous there. Right. And I would spend my time going around to the Zocalo and different museums studying the early Jorge Orozcos and the Diego Riveras. It was a great influence on my life, and it was a foreboding for these big walls that I do now, like the Waterman's Wall and the new project I did in San Juan, Old San Juan, the history of San Juan, and a piece I did up in Chico. It's called My Roadmap of Art Walls. But also, I had a local little-known fact that got me into sculpture was Pops Abel, and he is Greg Abel's Greg Abel's grandfather, and from a whole family of architects and artisans in Laguna that came over here from Denmark after World War I.
Right.
He was a great influence on me. I used to go over there, and we won't call it studied with, because he was just giving me wood carving lessons. We didn't have fancy terms in those days, like I studied with, you know. Pops would give me
basically, he taught you how to whittle.
He taught me how to wood carve and whittle.
Right?
Exactly. And I would say the other influence on my life, being an artist, is just everybody in Laguna that I hung out with. Just, it was really a wonderful journey to be in the early, I wasn't in the Sawdust Festival, but around earlier Sawdust Festival artists. And, you know, it's just a great place for artists. Laguna's just a...
I want to talk about perhaps your biggest influence, and I don't want to choke you up or anything, but the name is Gail Duncan.
Yeah, okay. So Gail Duncan. So I met Gail when I did a mural around her pool at her hotel. And by the way, I want to give all the glory to God for my career. And the first thing Gail and I did is we prayed over the project, and then it took about 2 years for me to do this mural around her pool. And she's just a fabulous influence on my life.
Well, did she have the idea of what the mural should look like, or did you?
No, she actually wanted me to do a mural down by the garage, and I toured the hotel, walked around the hotel with her, and I said, no, the lifebloods of this hotel is the pool area.
Okay.
And it had no mural or anything around it, or I think it had another mural by another artist. And then I said, let's do a mural by the pool. And then we just figured out a budget. She had a limited budget because she was doing it. She was living in the hotel at the time, so we just figured out how much work I do every week, and I go by there with all my other projects and do that much work. But we wanted to honor the Hotel Laguna, our grand dam. It's now owned by Mo, the Honecker family. And we wanted to do honor the Hotel Laguna, so it's got the Hotel Laguna in there, and then the rest of the mural, it's near our national monument, Seal Rock,
okay,
the hotel.
Right.
So we wanted to do, so we did a mural, another 30-foot mural alongside of the Hotel Laguna. We put the early greeter, Eiler Larson, in it, and right, the old lifeguard tower at Main Beach, and a bunch of pelicans. And then we put all the sea lions and Seal Rock around the last 30 feet. And we invited the Marine Mammal Center to come out, because we put in the mural John Cunningham and Jim Stauffer, the guys that were started the club, Friends of the Sea Lion, that actually ended up morphed into being the Marine Mammal Center.
Okay.
Later.
Right.
And what happened was, these two lifeguards would get called to go out whenever there was a sick baby sea lion, and they had their two doughboy pools at Top of the World with all the sea lions barking and all the neighbors complaining. And so for 2 years on the register, right, there was strife between the city trying to throw these lifeguards out,
right,
and the rest of the town. All the restaurants were cutting fish and giving them cuttings to feed the sea lions. And finally, some lady, or somehow they got for $1 a year, the city said, okay, let's get them out of here.
Right.
So they gave them that old barn,
right,
and then they had the Friends of the Sea Lion Club still, so they dug all the holes for the little pools,
right,
to put the sea lions in, and then they had the lady veterinarian in town, and I forget her, it escapes my name now.
There'll be a quiz on Friday. Bring a number two pencil and a clean sheet of paper.
I have CRS really bad. You can figure out what that is. But,
I know exactly what it is, yeah. But, can't remember are the first two
can't
words.
Can't remember, it ended up becoming something good came out of adversity.
Right.
And the same thing happened, by the way, which I had nothing to do with, but I'm going to claim it. No, I had nothing to do with was the canyon.
I know what a happened, lot of people like you.
The Canyon Conservancy, and what happened with all of the people that fought the Irvine Club,
to preserve
the canyon the way it is. I mean, could you imagine Laguna Canyon with a stoplight on every 100 feet because both sides of the canyon have homes and shops? And can you imagine what that would be like? And we wouldn't have our beautiful dog park either. That's how we got to be able to have the dog.
You know, if I'm not mistaken, I think I started this by asking you about Gail.
Okay, I was trying to circle back to Gail.
Okay, let's circle back around.
Yeah, yeah. Our relationship, we're like Lucy and Desi. I mean, it's hilarious.
It is.
And
I'm on the phone with Gail.
Right.
She'll always call me, and then I hear, "Honey, I'm home." I'm like, it's like, are you Lucy?
I'm always coming and going, but. We started out, it was a wonderful relationship because we started it on the project, and then we ended up having art night there for a year. So we got the trolley to stop, and I would bring in an artist. We'd give an artist all the proceeds, and we would get a band, and we'd have just a rollicking. We had the best art party for like a year,
right,
until they shut that down. But Gail, we became friends. We became really good friends first. And they always told me that's the foundation for a relationship.
Right. Friendship.
I never listened to him, so I was always too excited living together, you know.
So you don't think animosity is a good start to a relationship?
Actually, it's not bad, because you kind of work out all the details. But right. I love Gail. Gail is the best. She's the kindest person I know, and she always volunteers for everything.
She was our Ambassador of the Year. Did you know that, Ed?
Yes, I did. I was there for the presentation of her being the Ambassador of the Year. I think it was at the...
You were there.
I was there.
I'm everywhere.
I just want to say one more thing too. Gail and I have a really good relationship, although we joke around a lot, so people they don't know if we're serious or not. She's my best friend, and it was great in the relationship to become best friends before we ended up moving together. When she sold the hotel, and you guys all know how organized Gail is, right?
Right.
Oh yeah.
So she sold the hotel, and then all of a sudden, I've got to move. Where do I go? So she moved into my little surfer shack down in San Clemente, and then we ended up, bada bing, bada boom.
Right.
And we ended up being together, and we got this home up Blue Brick Canyon. And,
beautiful.
And it's all history.
Tell us about the collection at the Inn at Mission San Juan.
Okay, the Inn at Mission San Juan is, I did some work for, in the past, for the architect, the big architect, Arthur Valdez, who is the architect for Bob Marriott. So he was doing the Esperanza Hotel,
right,
which is the hotel that's featured in the in the movie with Ben Stiller called The Heartbreak Kid.
Okay.
If you've ever seen that.
I have seen that.
So I did the villas down there and some whale murals and a bunch of stuff for those guys. And what was the question? I'm sorry.
No. Tell us about some of the collection.
Okay,
at the
end. That was one mural. So when I did San Juan, I was taking a depression nap during COVID, and I got a phone call from a designer. The designer that was doing the new hotel, the Inn at the Mission.
I'll tell you, a depression nap beats a dirt nap anytime.
Yeah, exactly.
Anytime, man.
And she goes, she called me up and she said, we got a referral for you. Would you like to do the front desk, the art at the front desk, which is a big honor.
Right.
And that's always a big honor in a hotel. So I said yes. So I met Bill Griffith, who is the partner of Marriott.
Right.
And I think Bob called him too. I don't know how that worked out, but we decided that, you know, the first thing is always subject matter and then the pose.
Right.
So we decided it's called the Inn at the Mission. It's an autographed Marriott, of which I think there are 1,500 autographed Marriotts out of 5,000 Marriotts.
Right.
So it's like a Montage or a Ritz. So I decided to do the Return of the Swallows.
Okay. All right.
Because that's the big thing in San Juan. So the designer came along and gave me these pictures of the swallows that they wanted to use. And then I said, after I always do a little bit of research, because what happens when you do a public art piece, if you get anything wrong, along comes an expert and pulls your pants down in front of the whole crowd. So I always check.
Well put.
So I always check. So, I go, these aren't the right swallows because they're barn swallows, and these were
way to research.
These were
way
barn
to research.
Swallows, and they don't even look like nesting swallows. I forget what they call them, the mud swallows.
Okay,
that are the actual swallows, and they quit coming about 8 years ago. So they introduced the barn swallow to take their place.
Right.
They must let them up or take a highway. They must let them out to fly down there. I don't know, but. So anyway, I changed it, and then I did the swallow sculpture, and I think it's one of my favorite sculptures as well.
Beautiful. If you want to find out more about Randy and his work, his amazing work, you go to randylandgallery.com.
Well, it's going
to
be Randyland Gallery. It's a spoof, yes.
Okay.
Randyland Gallery right now, it's randymorganart.com.
Okay, randymorganart.com, and it will eventually be Randyland. All right, but Randy Morgan
we like it.
Art.
We think it's funny.
I think they're both great. I think, you know what? I can easily find both of them. So, Joelle, what's happening with the chamber here coming up?
All right, let's see how fast I can do this.
you got time. You can take your time.
We have so many ribbon cuttings coming up in March. We are all done in February. So March 2nd, we have Eco Now. March 9th, we have U.S. Army Recruiting Battalion in Lake Forest.
Very cool.
The 16th, we have the Laguna Beach Community Clinic is having a big event, and we're going to be there with a ribbon. And
some scissors, please.
And some scissors. And then Thursday the 23rd is Mimi and Ray. I'm not wearing the jacket. I wear it like almost every day. I got a jacket from there. And I love it. And so that's what we have set. Oh, and we have the new Square Theater 30th anniversary.
That's right.
It's going to be opening before Lagunatics.
It's hard to imagine. The No Square has been around for 30 years.
I know,
man.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had it in my notes. I think Sandy St. John told me, like, first day on the job, I wrote it down in my March calendar because I was like, I don't want to forget this.
You know, when you have a list of favorite people in town, Sandy's up there in mind.
Oh, yeah.
Sandy is so up there in mind. Yeah, by all means.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
I just wanted to say before, I don't know when we're going to get off, but I just wanted to thank the people that were instrumental in getting me to be the Artist of the Year. I am honored. And Sandy St. John was wonderful. Sandy Worth, Charlie Quilter. The guy that does the ads, everybody's been so wonderful, and I just want to say that I'm honored. So thank you.
We're having them on next week.
Oh, fantastic. Look how timing works out for you, Randy. Let's just check that out.
Yeah.
Who's Sandy in the committee?
Charlie, and I'll get back to you on that. But I just really quick want to say we also have a customer service workshop that we just went live with.
Right.
That Lauren helped us.
Yes. Lauren Siegel over at the T-shirt company.
Yes. And that will be March 21st, 8:30 to 10. We have a great panel. It's going to be at 7 degrees.
Right.
light breakfast and coffee, right.
And customer service. And nothing nothing customer more important. Workshop. Nothing more important than customer service.
Or, Lauren said a conversation.
Yes.
So it's more like a conversation, and right. we want everybody in Laguna to have great customer service so right. that our locals are happy and our visitors are happy. So, yeah.
Beautifully put. Beautifully put. All right, Randy, I can't thank you enough. And I, you know what?
Thank
There's
you so
a, the door is always open for you here.
Awesome,
you want to
awesome.
Walk in? You want to talk? Well, let's do it, all right?
All right. Our can best... I say one more thing?
You can, I was kind of guessing you would.
Okay, I just want to also mention the Waterman's Wall, Mark Christie's Waterman's Wall downtown Laguna. And what else in Laguna? Okay, that's it, I think.
You good?
That's it.
All right.
I just wanted to make sure I didn't forget.
Well,
anybody.
You know what? And again, you can always turn around and come on back.
Okay.
If you're in the car
awesome.
And you forgot
awesome.
Something, make that U-turn awesome. At the car wash and come right. on back.
Thank
and you're always
you
welcome here.
But everybody can see it at randymorganart.com and learn everything about you.
Thank right. you very much. And please give Gail our love, will
thank
you?
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very
I'm
much.
Very honored.
Randy Morgan, Joelle Padu, thank you so very much. Chamber Chat, 8:22 the time. Coming up in just a few minutes, Lisa Farber, LagunaNow.com.
Yay.